Now, the Dutch ambassador to Ireland is visiting Kerry. Ambassador Adrienne Pam came to the Tralee studio and spoke to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy before we went on air. He's explained why he's here.
What brings me to Kerry is basically two things. One, I think that outside Dublin is as much as important to the Dutch interests as being in Dublin, and that means travelling around the country. Of course, during COVID times, that was not possible. So right now, this is part of my trip around Ireland to see more of the country. But also, what is important is to see where we can intensify our cooperation between the Netherlands and Ireland, between the county of Kerry, the kingdom, and the Netherlands.
And you arrived yesterday?
That's right, yes.
And your plans for today? You have a number of meetings lined up.
I have a number of meetings. I'm meeting the county council. I'm meeting the Chamber of Commerce. And I'm meeting one of the TDs. So a mixed bag. Yesterday, wonderful evening in Killarney. And got a good impression of how things have changed over the past 20 years. Because the first time that I was here in this county was 20 years ago.
And from your own observations, how do you think Kerry has changed over two decades?
I think in the past two decades, one thing that hasn't changed is the hospitality and the warmth of the people. And what has changed is, of course, the development of the county as a whole, both from tourism perspective, but also from the whole, if I can put it like that, the whole modernization of society.
And you were saying there that your visit to Kerry, and I understand you'll be going on to Clare as well after this,
yes.
Is obviously you're very mindful that this country is much more than just being about Dublin, but
yes.
Finding ways to intensify cooperation between the Netherlands and Ireland and parts of Ireland such as Kerry. In what ways could cooperation be intensified? What sort of areas are you talking about?
Well, as embassy, we very much look at the issue of sustainability and digitalization. And those are two of the main challenges that we face in Europe as a whole, in the Netherlands and in Ireland, and see how we can make that change together, how we can contribute to the development of the Netherlands and of Ireland. The change in the environment is something that we all face and that we all have to contribute individually as countries, but also as European Union. And that means that we have to look and see how can we do things in the area of agriculture. Where can we learn from each other? But also, of course, very much when it comes to energy supplies. And you have a wonderful offshore wind opportunity here in the west of Ireland. So that's also one of the things that we as the Netherlands very much are looking at.
Really?
Yes.
Because we spoke on Radio Kerry earlier this week to someone who's involved in offshore wind energy development. And I suppose one might say, he would say that, wouldn't he, given that he's involved in that sector. But he said that in the area offshore wind energy, Ireland, Eddie O'Connor is his name, he said that Ireland is at a place now as Saudi Arabia was in the 1940s when it came to oil production.
Well, we've had a number of trade missions in the past year to Ireland, especially on offshore wind and hydrogen. And I think we're at a crossroads now where Ireland can and should set the next steps in becoming one of the main suppliers for energy for Europe, and thus also contribute to the autonomy of the EU as a whole in the area of energy.
Now, the Netherlands has made the news here lately over protests by some farmers over plans to cut nitrogen pollution on farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's led to the consequent success of the Farmer Citizen Movement Party in recent regional elections.
Mm-hmm.
There would be similar tensions here in Ireland, if possibly not to the same extent.
Well, I think that we all have to look at our own countries to see how we can reach those climate targets. And you're right. I mean, we had elections. We had the success of the movement. We're now nationally saying, well, it's up to the regional, basically the counties, to say how they want to implement things, how they want to collectively contribute to the national targets. But the point is, we cannot change those targets. We have to get to those overall targets that we've jointly set in for the 2030 climate action goals, and ultimately to get to climate neutrality in 2050.
So it's obviously reducing greenhouse gas emissions is yeah. vital, and the politics is often invariably fraught, but I suppose it's yeah. all about ultimately about getting everybody on board with that.
It's getting everybody on board on that. It's looking where you can make the changes easily. And yes, there will be undoubtedly some painful measures that have to be taken.
You're also here about, in relation to sustainability, that's yeah. one area of interest, but also digitalisation. How do you think Ireland and the Netherlands can have greater cooperation in this area?
Well, when you look at digitalisation, there are so many challenges ahead. And on the issues like AI, on the issues, and given Ireland's role in Europe, with a big IT sector, but also with the whole need to basically have digitalization as part of our way of life, that's where we have to look at and say, okay, what can we do together? Where are the possibilities? Ireland has a huge infrastructure in IT, and that's also making it very interesting for us as the Netherlands to look at and to see where we can work together. So that's one of the things that I want to do here as well. And of course, also discussing the issue of tourism. And tourism for Kerry is of very big importance. And I want to hear what the plans of the county are, how they look at the Netherlands. And I know that there's that has been historically an interest in Kerry. As you know, our king, as a little prince, or a little prince, 45 years ago, visited Sneem, and so there's historic links here as well.
And you'd like to build those up?
I think that having seen how County Kerry is developing right now, very much it's an interesting place to visit.
Can you outline what are some of the themes, or what are some of the items that are on the agenda with the meeting with Kerry County Council later?
Well, as I said, it's very much focusing on cooperation, which means that I will be also in a listening mode, in addition to talking about the opportunities that we see in digitalization and in sustainability. It will also be for me to listen to you, to the people of Kerry, to the Kerry County Council, to say would you like us to do more,
and possibly that would be increasing visitor numbers from the Netherlands to Kerry, and obviously vice versa as well, encouraging more people from Ireland to holiday in the Netherlands. You're also meeting with Tralee Chamber Alliance in Kerry Airport, and I know this will prick up some listeners' ears, because there's been many calls and many hopes and many aspirations that there would be a link between Kerry and Schiphol in Amsterdam. I'm assuming, well, you probably can't comment anyway, but is there any connection at all with the fact that you're meeting with Tralee Chamber Alliance there at Kerry Airport?
There's no direct link on this issue, but as you're probably aware, a delegation from the Transport Committee of the Dáil and Senate visited the Netherlands last autumn to talk about the role of regional airports. And so they visited Schiphol Airport as well. As far as direct links between the Kerry Airport and Schiphol Airport, that's always a decision for the airlines to take, and that very much reflects on how much demand is there. Now we're living in post-COVID times, so I don't know what the impact will be. In the past, when you're looking back at the past couple of years, since I came here, KLM has opened direct links again between Cork and Schiphol. So there is an increase in the number of passengers between Ireland and the Netherlands, and I think that's very good.
Also want to bring up the issue of sport.
Yes, that's right. And I think that it's great to be here in Kerry today. Yesterday, of course, the Camogie... got their win at Croke Park. So many congratulations to them, and many congratulations and success also in Division 1B coming up. And of course, I wanted to wish the Kerry hurlers all the best in their kickoff defense of Sam Maguire next weekend against Tip. Sorry, I'm not there towards the mess, but I'm sure it will be a great, great fun.
Does that mean that means you'll be shouting for Kerry over Tip?
I have been taught by my king not to take sides on those kind of sensitive issues.
And of course, the Kerry ladies footballers, Kerry women footballers, won the league on Saturday.
Yes, and so that's also well, as you know, with football. That also brings me to the Irish national football team, who's going to New Zealand for the World Cup, and I wish them all the best as well. And well, who knows, we might have a match between the Netherlands and Ireland in addition to the men's football team matches that we have this autumn. So lots of sports activities between the Netherlands and Ireland, and lots of luck and congratulations to the Kerry teams.